Check, check, check. Afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio, I'm Brad House, where we talk about the sport of competitive cycling and bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
Easter
Sunday is Monday, April 19th, and we're a little bit late getting started today. We've got some live sounds and interviews from the Torrance Criterium yesterday on April 18th, mountain bike and road bike results, as well as upcoming events in May, right here at Bike Sport Radio. 213-252-0998. We're carried by Kill Radio. Killradio.org is the official website of Kill Radio. And real quickly, got to ask for donations. We are in need of donations for Kill Radio. This is a nonprofit radio station on internet. You can visit killradio.org and click donate now. And any amount is welcome. We are in need of financial assistance at Kill Radio now. So let's get into some race results here at Bike Sport Radio, starting with Easter at Ontario.
Easter Sunday Grand Prix held on April 4th in Ontario. Women's Pros and Category 1-2-3 is picking up 6th place. ATF Empower Coaching Systems, Dossie Bausch, picking up 5th place from Aqua Aldui, San Diego Bike Club, Kelly Jones. 4th place going to InCycle SC Velo's Catherine Donovan. 3rd place picked up by SC Velo's Pam Schuster. 2nd place, Paramount Racing's Hillary Crowley. And your winner from SC Velo, Beatrice Rodriguez. In the men's pros and category 1s, 2s, and 3s, Major Motions' Corey Williams coming in for 10th place. Picking up 9th place from Herbalife Lagrange, Danny Cam. 8th place going to Bike Religion's James Williamson. 7th place, Team Redlands' Norm Carter. 6th place picked up by Team Yepes, Diego Yepes. 5th place going to Williams Cycling's Jeremiah Wiskovich. 4th place, Uriel Rio. 3rd place, Trek Livestrong's UT3 Team's Justin Williams. 2nd place, Bahati Foundation Elite Cycling Team, Jorge Alvarado. And your winner, Daniel Ramsey, the Easter Sunday Grand Prix in Ontario. In the Masters, 30-plus, Category 1s, 2s, 3s, and 4s, picking up 4th place, Williams Cycling's Nate Dibbler. 3rd place, Team Chaos, Chris Spence. 2nd place going to Herbalife Lagrange's Danny Cam, and your winner, Waylon Smith. In the men's category 3s, 5th place going to Todd Gossler. 4th place, Team Helen's Christopher Thompson. 3rd place, Adagio Energy's Dan Green. 2nd place, Show Air Sonance's Elon Walsh. And your winner from Paramount Racing, Sang Vu. For the junior men, ages 10 through 12, 6th place, Encino Velo's James Horvett. 5th place, Encino Velo's Lucas Holmes. 4th place, going to Bicycle John, Sirius Cycling's Ashton Miller. 3rd place, Aqua Aldui, San Diego Bike Club's Andrew Comer. 2nd place, Aqua Aldui's San Diego Bike Club, Jason Higuera. And your winner from SC Velo, Jeremy Lopez. In the junior women, 10 through 14. 7th place, Bicycle John Sirius Cycling's Elizabeth Savo. Sixth place going to Echelon's Francesca Barthel. Fifth place, Connie Cycling's junior racing team's Isabel Quisada. Fourth place, Aqua Aldui's Courtney Comer. Third place, Connie Cycling's junior racing team, Rebecca Israel. Second place, going to Ashley Cooper, and your winner from Jet Cycling, Amelia Tanner. In the women's category fours, beginner women's, third place, Natasha Menke from Cola Vita Outback Steakhouse. Second place, Now MS Society's Christine Barron. And your winner from Echelon, Santa Barbara, Jeanette Candu. In the beginner men's and intermediate men's, category fours and fives, fifth place going to UC Irvine, Stephen Santos. Fourth place, Major Motions, Alexander Von Ruiz. Third place, Team Coastal Tree Cares, Ryan Gilo. Second place, picked up by Leo Reyes. And your winner from Pasadena Athletic Association, Jorge Garcia. In the Masters 50+, the Easter Sunday Ontario Grand Prix, third place picked up by Team Simple Green's James Edwards. Second place going to UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Cal Salak. And your winner, also from UC Cyclery, JW Flooring, Mark Palmer. The junior women, 15 through 18. I'm sorry, the junior men, 15 through 16. Third place, Essie Velo's Dominic Galenti. Second place, Essie Velo's Nicholas Tarrant. And your winner from Showair Sonnet's Kyle Torres. Junior men's 13 to 14, third place, Anon Hildebrand from SC Fellow. Second place, Shore Sonnets is Douglas Hall. And your winner from GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Efren Flores. All right, the U.S. Cup held in Santa Ynez Valley. Cross-country racing. April 10th and 11th, the Category 2 men, ages 19 to 24, picking up third place, Doug Herrick. Second place going to Dustin Draper from Metal Mountain. And your winner from Swami Cycling, Edward Ellen. In the men's pros, cross-country, men's pros, fifth place picked up by Ryan Woodall, riding for Brick City Bicycles. Fourth place going to Avia West Blue Competition Cyclery's Craig Ritchie. Third place, Factory Cannondale's Tinker Juarez. Second place picked up by Trek Canada's Adam Morka. And your winner from Show Air Specialized, Sid Taberly. Men's cross country. The Kenda Cup West, Santa Ynez Valley, in the juniors cross country. Junior cross country ages 17 to 18, category 1 juniors. Ryan Odell picking up fourth place, riding for Gary Fisher 29er. Picking up third place, FCA Endurance's Travis Gleison. Picking up second place, Shore Sonnens's Chris Johnson. And your winner, Mitch Bailey. The category 1 junior men 15 to 16. Fourth place going to Bear Valley Bikes' Casey Williams. Third place going to Montrose Bike Shop's Shane Skeleton. Second place, Voss Cycles Gladiators' Brian Duke. And your winner from Specialized Applebee's, Ben Bradley. Juniors, Category 2, 14 and under cross country. Second place going to Frederick McCollum. And your winner from Fast Friday, Cole Avery. In the juniors, category 2, 15 to 16, second place, AJ Franklin, and your winner from Bear Valley Bikes, Cameron Williams. The junior category 2s, 17 to 18 year olds, second place, North of the Borders, Bryce Simonian, and your winner, Dallin Davidson. Category 1, junior women, 15 to 18, third place picked up by Natasha Oldcorn. Second place going to Alexis Ryan from Ventura, California. And your winner, Essence Barton. And in the young junior men's 10 and under, sixth place, Velo Pros, Liam Tormey. Fifth place going to Ethan Sanchez. Fourth place, Platinum Performances, Darren Takeda. Third place going to Aqua Aldui's Andrew Comer. Second place picked up by Jag Barton. And your winner from Van Dessel, Nathan Hickey. The junior men's cross country 11 to 12 year olds. Fourth place, Derek Flanagan. Third place going to Jonah Sanchez. Second place, Flatten Performances, Rainey Takeda. And your winner, Caden Frost. In the junior women, 14 and under, third place, Victory Schmidt. Second place, Aqua Aldui's Cheyenne Comer. And your winner, also from Aqua Aldui, Courtney Comer. San Inez Valley Classic Cross Country Category 1's results. Category 1 men's 19 to 24. Third place picked up by Shower Sonnens' Danny Munoz. Second place, Mesa Cycles Racing Team's Graham Aldridge. And your winner from Murrieta, Brian Crooks. The Category 1 men's 25 to 29 year olds. Third place, Trek Mountain Co-op's Philip Monell. Second place going to Cycle Giant, Jeremy Thatcher, and your winner from Team Mad Cat, Clinton Clazen. Category 1 men's 30 to 34, Wesley Rutman from PAA picking up third place. Second place going to Don's Bikes of Rialto, Jerry Cody. And your winner from Shore Specialized, Ty Caddy. In the cross country men's category 1's 35 to 39 year olds, Brian Taylor picking up third place from Bear Valley Bikes. Lynx Cycling's Ryan Cox got second place, and your winner from Platinum Performance, Gary Duville. The Category 1 men's 40 to 44-year-olds. Third place going to Alley Giants, Mike Heilman. Second place, PA Remax's John Saliamonas. And your winner from Bear Valley Bikes, Jay Hammond. Category 1 men 45 to 49, Ron Takeda from Platinum Performance picking up third. Picking up second place from Show Air Sonnens, David Sullivan. And also from Show Air Sonnens, your winner, Johnny O'Mara. In the Category 1 men's 50 to 54, third place picked up by Platinum Performance of Steve Silva. Second place, Platinum Performance John Biron. And also from Platinum Performance, your winner, Bobby Langan. Category 1 men 55 to 59, Platinum Performance Mike Weber picking up second place. And your winner from Bear Valley Bikes, Dean Swank. Category 1 women's 19 to 29, Amanda Schaefer from Platinum Performance picking up second place. And your winner from TriSport, Carol Boland. In the 30 to 39 Category 1 women, Vanessa Humick going for second place from Backbone Adventure Cycles. And your winner from BuySell.com, Michelle Monroe. In the Category 1 women 40 to 49, Giant Factory Team's Heidi Bowen picking up third place. Second place going to Pivot Cycles, Annabelle Neninger. And your winner from Rancho Cycling, Leanne Sorino. Category 1 single speeders. Fourth place going to Keith Newsom. Third place, Coat Cyclery's Mark Sheets. Second place, ODI 661's John Weekler. And your winner from Shore Sonnens, Brad Stevenson. In the Category 2s and 3s cross country, we've got juniors 19 to 24 and young men. Category 2's Doug Herrick picking up third place. Metal Mountain's Dustin Draper going for second. And your winner, Swami's Edward Ellen. 25 to 29 year olds, third place Christopher Woodruff. Second place going to Calvin Lefebvre, running for Shore Sonnens. And your winner from InCycle, Michael Cockcroft. In the 30 to 34 year olds, Category 2's Jeremiah Duke getting third place. Second place going to Scott Holland, and your winner, Patrick Green. 35 to 39 year old Cat 2 men's Jay Sramick picking up third place. Second place going to Link Cycles, Nathaniel Graham, and your winner, Dean Bricker. In the 40 to 44-year-olds, Jim Scotts from Simi Cyclery picking up third place. Clinton Campbell, second place from Show Air Sonnets. Annual winner, Derek Swinfard. Category 2 men's 45 to 49, Santa Barbara Chicken Ranch's Craig Zimmerman picking up third. Outer Circle Racing's Alex Tino, second place. And your winner from Redline, John Redline. Category 2 men's 50 to 54 age group, Adam Conway, third place. Second place with Epco Engineering, Steve Vaughn. And your winner from Metal Mountain, Mike Gorley. Category 2 men's 55 to 59, third place winner Rick Curtis, second place Fred Utick, and your winner from teammate Todd Hostetler. Category 3 men, third place in the 25 to 29-year-olds, Matt Jackson, second place going to Aqua Aldui's Ray Snook, and your winner Matthew Parker. Category 3 men's 35 to 39, third place picked up by Jack Schluckbeer. Second place went to Brian Sanchez, and your winner from Show Air Sonnets, James Metcalf. In the category 3 men's 40 to 44, Don Patterson getting third place. Show Air Sonnets is Chad Smart, second place. And your winner from Simply Fit, Ian Barentz. Category 3 men's 45 to 49, George Robert picking up third. John Tormey, second place. And your winner, Dave Anderson. In the 50 to 54 men, third place, going to Aqua Aldui's Taylor Kofroth. Second place, Mike Sarter. And your winner from Santa Barbara Chicken Ranch, Chuck Thompson. The Masters 55 Category 3, third place, going to Dennis Chandler. Second place, Kurt Wise. And your winner from Bicycle John's, Tommy Lethrop. Category 3 Clydesdales, third place, going to Jeff Larock. Second place picked up by Jim Burleson, and your winner, Alan Cadlick. That's the Category 3 Clydesdales and the Santa Ynez Valley Classic, April 10th and 11th in Santa Ynez Valley. All right, in the Torrance Criterium was a mob scene. Tons of riders out there. This Sunday, April 18th, for the annual fundraiser for Peninsula Cycle Club. In the Pro Men's, Category 1s and 2s, we had an exciting event with aggression, incredible aggression, coming out of Nicholas Brandt Sorensen right off the front. First lap attack, and then attack after attack after attack, initiating a breakaway of four initially that actually lapped the field, initial by Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. Very exciting race. He had as many as 10 at one time in that breakaway, but split it apart, and only four lapped the field with a chase group formed by Sergio Hernandez from now MS Society. Sergio Hernandez's chase group eventually formed into a group of six who also lapped the field, making it 10 riders lapping that field out there at Torrance Criterium. And it was very exciting with about two to go, with a couple of solo attacks, Thurlow Rogers trying to get away solo, and it all came down to one massive field sprint with Amgen UBS Elite Masters Christy Markey emerging for the sprint win in the field. That was the Torrance Criterium. 10th place, Paul Kronzer, one of the lapping riders who lapped the field. 9th place going to Aqua Aldui's Tomo Hamasaki. 8th place, Williams Cycling, presented by SC Velo, Nate Dibbler. 7th place, Aqua Aldui, Scott Hammock. 6th place, Daniel Ramsey. 5th place, Herbalife Lagrange's Jason Bosch. 4th place, and definitely the most aggressive rider of the day out there, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. 3rd place, Williams Cycling's Jeremiah Wiskovich. And second place, the second most aggressive rider, definitely, now MS Society, Sergio Hernandez. And again, your winner, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Chris DeMarkey. That was immense pro at the Torrance Criterion. Incredible event out there. 5th place in the women's pros, Aqua Aldui, Trina Jacobson. 4th place, Aqua Aldui, Simone Morissette. 3rd place, going to Herbalife Lagrange's Jennifer Weinbrecht. 2nd place, Helens Cannondale, Suzanne Saunier. And your winner from SC Velo, Pam Schuster. In the Torrance Criterium Beginner Women's, fourth place, picked up by Ironfly's Renee Fenstermacher. Third place, Now MS Society's Christine Barron. Second place, Ironfly's Kelly Henderson. And your winner from Team Rancho's, Allison Malouf. The men's category fours. Seventh place, James Miller from Ironfly. Sixth place, Major Motion Cycling Club's...
All right. We're going to interrupt a minute here for a telephone call we've got coming in. And I've got Tara McCormick. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. We went on a little late today on the show, and thanks for coming out yesterday to Torrance Criterium.
Yeah. That was fun. It was sketchy in the women's race, though.
Which race did you do?
The women's 1-2-3.
Women's 1-2-3s, all right. How'd you do?
Yes. I got 12th, but there was a crash, and I got stuck behind it, and I almost went down, but I saved it by drifting.
Good job.
Yeah, and so I got 12th, but
yeah.
I didn't go down, so I was happy.
Right. You were in good position before that, I assume, then?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah, because you got a really good sprint, so... Well, yeah. About the crash, but good bike handling skills, though. Maybe track skills played a little bit of that?
Yeah. I'm mostly a trackie.
Uh-huh.
Road is cross training for me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of the course? You know, half-mile loop, very similar to the track, huh?
It's very similar. It's very easy, but I like it because I'm not a hill person, and so I like the flat course. It's good, though. I've done that crit for 5 years.
Right. Very cool.
So it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good day out there, too. It wasn't too cold or anything like that.
It was very windy, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by the time you guys raced, the wind does pick up from the shore. We're very close to the beach there. Torrance Criterium. So you get a little bit of a headwind there. And
it rocks
around there a lot, so...
On the back straight, it was windy.
Oh, on the back straight?
Yeah, that was mostly.
Yeah. That would be between turns 2 and 3. That was one of the longer straightaways. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that, probably about a 500-meter straightaway, and that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty short.
I'd say around that.
Yeah. And how'd you feel during the race? Fresh?
It was good. I rode the day before, so I felt fine, but a few girls were very sketchy, and then it was just attack after attack after attack. So I had to stay in for that, and then I crashed at Dana Point the previous weekend.
Right.
Yeah, and I landed on my face.
Oh!
Yeah. So it wasn't fun, but I was just told to come out and race and try and win, but nothing, my coach wasn't expecting me to do anything too out there because he knew that I was tired and sore and everything.
Right, for Torrance, yeah. Who's your coach? Tell us a little bit about your coach.
My coach is Roger Young. He's actually the manager of the LA Velodrome.
Mm-hmm.
At the Home Depot Center in Carson.
Right.
And he coached Connie Paris-Gevin, who went to the Olympics and went to Worlds and National Championships, and she won a lot of medals. I think she has a national record. I'm not sure, though.
Yes, she does. Connie Paris-Gevin, yeah. She's a well-known name throughout the cycling community. Over the years, as far as competition goes, and you're becoming well known as well. I mean, tell us about your career. You're only, how old are you right now?
14.
14, and you've already got several credentials under your belt. Tell us a little bit about those.
The first year that I started racing, I went to track nationals and I got 6th in the 500 meter, and then finished all the rest of the races. I didn't place, but it was my first nationals, and that was when I was 9.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And then the next year it was in Colorado. And I got, what did I get? I got first in the 500 meter, third in the Scotch race, third in the points race, and third overall.
Nice.
And then, not last year, but the year before the last, I got second in the 500 meters, and then third in the points, third in the scratch, and so I got third overall again.
Mm-hmm.
But then last year, I won the 500 meter time trial, and I set a national record.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and then I got, I won the points race, and then I won the scratch race.
Wow.
But in the scratch race, there was a crash.
Oh boy.
But I still got, because I crashed, and I still got up and won.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was fun.
So that is the making of a champion, you know. You get up, brush yourself off, and you get going again.
Yeah, and so this year I'm going to road and track nationals.
Uh-huh. All right.
So road should be interesting.
So you're going to do the criterium road and the road race?
I'm doing the road race, crit, time trial, and then I'm doing track, which all the events are the 500 meter, the 200, the match sprint, the points race, and the scratch race.
Yes.
So I have a lot of events this year.
And when is that, and where are they going to be held?
Pennsylvania for the Trucksburgtown, Pennsylvania for track, and Bend, Oregon again for road.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I didn't go to road last year, so I don't know any of the courses, so.
Right.
And I guess the road race is pretty hard, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from riding a track or criterium. I know you've got the speed, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing is a little different, so.
Yeah, the crit is like my main focus for road, just because I can sprint well, and that's what I do. So
right.
The road race, I'm just going to try and sit in, and if I have a sprint left, we'll see what happens.
Right, if you can be around
there. Yeah, the time trial should be interesting, though.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any long time trials other than the track time trials?
I'm actually not a time trialist on the track. I'm more of a sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
But I did Valley of the Sun, the time trial at Valley of the Sun.
Right.
And
stage race, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I won that.
Good.
But I only had three other, not even three. But you have to get... I had three other girls in my categories, and in the time trial, I passed them all.
Wow. So he
it was
on
a very,
win. Dang.
It was very flat, though. So I did not mind that. It was flat, and I liked that.
So it was well-suited for your style.
Oh, yeah.
Balance of riding.
Time
trialing, sprinting, and the flat riding. So the road may be venturing in a new area for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Very
no,
cool.
But then this summer I might be going to Switzerland.
Wow.
Yeah, because Sarah Hammer,
uh-huh.
I know her very well. She gave me my track bike, and road bike that I use right now.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I might be going over there because her and her husband and coach, Andy Sparks, moved over there because he's coaching over there. So, we're going to see, I have to figure everything out, but I may be going over there.
Do you know anything about the velodrome over there in Switzerland? It's at altitude, or?
No, I'm not sure.
I guess
I know
everything's at altitude in Switzerland, huh? I guess
well,
so.
Yeah. But I know Sarah just won Worlds.
Right.
So, she's a world champion, though.
Uh-huh. Yes, she is. Sarah Hammer.
Yes, so we're going to see what goes on, and if I go over there, I mean, hey, I don't mind. I would go in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Wow. And when are you doing that?
I'm not sure. It'd probably be at the end of this summer.
So after Nationals.
Yeah, just because I don't want to be jet lagged, and I just want to be prepared for Nationals.
Right. All right.
Because I love, that's my main focus.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about your sponsors, your team, and everything you ride for.
Well, this year I'm on my grandpa's team, the Cal Pacific Export Racing.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten a lot of team offers now, like from Ranchos, Helens, and a bunch of other teams, but I still have to figure everything out with my coach and my grandma, who's basically my manager, because she's the one that got me into the sport, because she used to race and ride and everything. But now I just have to figure everything out and see which team I'm going to go on. And then I just got sponsored by Fluid, the recovery drink. They're at a lot of the races, actually.
Yes.
So I just got sponsored by them, and I got a bunch of T-shirts, some products, bottles, a bunch of stuff from them. And so they're really nice. And it's a really good product and helps you recover and get all your energy back so you're not fatigued for the next day.
Yes.
Or
with glutamine.
Yeah.
Dan Brown, Richard Smith. Yeah, I understand they did that as a, I think a thesis project, I believe, in college, a college project.
Yeah, and then it all just worked out. Yeah, so.
Pretty well.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Well, your grandmother certainly got an eye for talent. She's pushed you into this sport and selected you, and you're doing well, and I wish you best in your career.
Thank you.
So, anything you want to add here at Kill Radio?
Yeah.
Bike Sport Radio?
I'm just doing a bunch of races. I'm going to do Devil's Pencil. Should be interesting.
Yes, that's got a climbing.
There's lots and lots of climbing.
Lots of climbing. So. Yeah, they got a lot of junior categories out there, too, for under 18, so.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be doing the Barrio Logan Grand Prix, but that's the state championship this year, so. Let's see if I can be another national champion.
Very good.
State champion.
Well, Bike Sport Radio will be out there. Devil's Punch Bowl coming up, so we'll see you out there and try to find you and cheer you on, and best of luck to you.
Well, thanks
thank
for calling.
Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Tara.
No problem. Bye.
All right, Tara McCormick, one of the local junior riders, racer, very talented racer from Southern California. And let's move on back into our race results from yesterday's Torrance Criterium.
Club's Jesse Moranz. Fifth place going to Bike Palace. Back on tracks, Chris Habu. Fourth place, GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Neil Fackler. Third place, Franco Factory Team Sean Pitts. Second place, Moment Cycle Sports, Matthew Walther. And your winner from Franco Factory Team, Bart Clifford. All right, and continuing in the Torrance Criterium. Junior men's 10 through 12. Picking up fourth place, Aqua Aldui's Jason Higuera. Third place, winner Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Duncan Reed. Second place, SC Velo's Daniel Willett, and your winner from SC Velo, Jeremy Lopez. In the junior women, 10 through 14. Eighth place, picked up by Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Faith Katina. Seventh place, Ashley Cooper. Sixth place, Connie Cycling Juniors, Isabel Quisada. Fifth place, going to Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Grace Katina. Fourth place, Aqua Aldui's Courtney Comer. Third place, picked up by Connie Cycling Juniors, Rebecca Israel. Second place, Show Air Sonance's Rachel Cross. And your winner from Jet Cycling, Amelia Tanner. In the men's beginners, category 5A's, third place going to Major Motions, Juan Villalobos. Second place, Metal Mountain Cycling's Zev Grijalva. And your winner, Robert Engel. The men's category 5B beginners, picking up sixth place, Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Mark Alvarado. Fifth place, going to Mandalay Bay's Reynaldo Anzola. Fourth place, UC Irvine Cycling's Steven Santos. Third place, picked up by Big Orange's Nick Pollock. Second place, PB Bicycle Center Racing, Stathis Sakalaridis. And your winner, Steven Wentworth. In the Category 4 men, Torrance Criterium, Fifth place, picked up by Bice Palace Back on Tracks, Chris Habu. Fourth place, G.S. Adams Avenue Bicycles, Neil Fackler. Third place, Franco Factory Team's Sean Pitts. Second place, Moment Cycle Sports' Matthew Walther. And your winner, Franco Factory Team Bart Clifford. The Master 60 Plus, third place, going to Pinnacle Life Racing Team's Lauren Stevens. Second place, Paramount Racing's John McKee. And your winner from Coach Cyclery, Mike Fleming. And in the Masters 45 Plus, fourth place going to AMG and UBS Elite Masters, John Walsh. Third place, Pinnacle Life Racing Team's Jay Wolkoff. And it was a 1-2 sweep from AMG and UBS Elite Masters, Thurlow Rogers, second place. And your winner, Richard Meeker in the Masters 45 Plus. That was the Torrance Criterium.
All right, Torrance Criterium results right there for you. We also have a new event, first time ever, the, and I hope I pronounced this right, Devlees House Rondi Road Race. It's in Bakersfield. I understand that actually means Meat House Hill or something like that. It was a road race out in Bakersfield. We got results for you now from that.
Country racing for all. All right, in Bakersfield, the Devlees Rondi Road Race in the women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s. Picking up fifth place from Essie Bella, Priscilla Calderon. Fourth place going to Helen's Cannondale's Laura Hines. Third place, second place, and first place, all being swept by Colavita Outback Steakhouse from Las Vegas. Third place, Stephanie Bizanette. Second place, Kirsten Darley, and your winner, Colleen Knutson. In the category 1s, 2s, and pros, fifth place, picked up by Hottie Foundation Cycling Team's Morgan Ryan. Fourth place, Team Coastal Tree Care, Chris Walker. Third place, Pull Through Racing's Brian McCullough. Second place, going to Adagio Energy's Cody Stevenson, and your winner, Carson Miller. In the men's category 3s in the road race, 4th place Sydney Newsom from Sierra Pacific Racing. 3rd place also Sierra Pacific Racing, Matt Pagliugi. 2nd place going to Santa Clarita Velo's Chad Lewin. And your winner from Ironfly, John Hall. In the beginner women's and intermediate category 3s and 4s, 4th place Team Dude Girls, Bedina Fuzizi. Third place, going to Colavita Outback Steakhouse's Natasha Minke. Second place, Team Rancho's Jane Faulkner. And your winner from Fast Friday, Lisa Campbell. In the Masters 35 Plus, third place, picked up by Fritz Botker, PAA, Remax Realty. Second place, going to ArtsCyclery.com, Wild Horse Wines, Nathan Erickson. And your winner from Franco Factory Team, Michael Easter. The Masters 45s in fifth place, UC Cyclery's Stephen Park. In fourth place, Giant Factory Team's David Yeager. Third place going to Big Orange, Synergy Cycles' David Worthington. Second place going to Pinnacle Life Racing Team's James Nelms. And your winner from Big Orange, Jeff Consmo. The Masters 55 Plus, picking up fourth place, SC Velo's Mark Planellas. Third place going to Simply Fit Action Sports' Mike Murata. Second place, Platinum Performance Cycling, Kim Bleth. And your winner from Citrus Valley Velo, Gary Shuey. Master 60 Plus in 4th place, Paramount Racing's Daniel Crane. 3rd place going to George Chester. 2nd place, Slow Nexus Cycling Club's Glenn Baldwin. And your winner, Bruce Steele in the Master 60 Plus. That was the Devlees Wees Rondi Road Race in Bakersfield.
All right. I don't know if I pronounced that race right. Somebody help me out here. Maybe the promoter can give us a call and pronounce that new road race in Bakersfield. Apparently it was a very cool course from what we hear. All right. We've got some upcoming events now. And Lavra Cup continues. And that is at the L.A. Velodrome, the Lavra Velodrome at the Home Depot Center on May 1st. May 1st, the cup categories are Category 1, 2, 3s and Pros Men, Category 1, 2, 3 and Pro Women, Masters 45 and Masters 55. Racing starts at 3 p.m. on May 1st, registration from 1:30 to 2:30. The Omnium includes scratch races, tempos, points races, and there's also Madison racing as well, the Lavra Cup. That's the L.A. Velodrome Racing Association. Exciting racing to watch also if you don't want to participate or you can't participate, don't have a track bike. It's incredible to watch track racing at the Velodrome. They've also got time trials going on May 1st as well. That racing starts at 9 a.m. That's before the Omnium. And 3,000, 4,000 meters flying, 200 meters, and pursuits. Full details you can find out at lavelodrome.org on the Lavra Cup, time trials, and Omniums. All right, also coming up on May 1st, Bike Bakersfield presents the 5th Annual Downtown Criterium. It's a criterium in Bakersfield, $1,500 in cash and prizes. Racing starts at 7:30 a.m., corner of 20th and I Street. Zach Griffin is your race promoter. That's, again, bikebakersfield.org for all details on that criterium in Bakersfield on May 1st. Also on May 1st, we've got the 14th Annual Barrio Logan Grand Prix, which is also the SCNCA Junior Criterium Championships and part of the Lance Armstrong Junior Road Series. This race is also a Nature Valley Pro Ride Race qualifier as well and has over $7,000 prize list and premiums combined. That's Saturday, May 1st, the Barrio Logan Grand Prix, put on by the San Diego Bicycle Club. You can register online at active.com. for all details on that race. Full race flyer can be viewed at scnca.org as well. The SCNCA is the Southern California and Nevada Cycling Association, the official race calendar for bicycle road racing sanctioned by USAC in Southern California. On Sunday, May 2nd, the Mark Reynolds San Luis Rey Road Race continues, presented by Cello Pacific, the 23rd annual road race. This is in downtown San Luis Rey Downs, east of Oceanside. It's also a Nature Valley Pro Ride qualifier, Masters 45, 55, Men's Pros, Women's Pros, all categories available with the exception of Juniors at the 23rd annual Mark Reynolds San Luis Rey Road Classic. Again, that's on Sunday, May 2nd. And we've got upcoming mountain bike races as well.
Upcoming events for off-road mountain bike racing, Southern California's Idlewild Spring Challenge in Idlewild. That's in the mountains above Hemet and Palm Springs. The Idlewild Spring Challenge is taking place the first weekend in May. That's May 1st. Visit idlewildcycling.com. There is cross-country racing for all categories. And registration opens on Friday, April 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. and is open till dusk. Registration at the Idlewild Pizza Company. Racing starts for category pros and category 1s and 2s at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. Cross-country racing. There's also a free kids race at 1:30 in the afternoon, with a screening of Ride the Divide in the expo area. That's a film to see. And then on Sunday, the Super D race. Upcoming events for off-road mountain bike racing, Southern California's Idlewild Spring Challenge in Idlewild. That's in the mountains above Hemet and Palm Springs. The Idlewild Spring Challenge is taking place the first weekend in May. That's May 1st. Visit idlewildcycling.com. There is cross-country racing for all categories. And registration opens on Friday, April 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. and is open till dusk. Registration at the Idlewild Pizza Company. Racing starts for Category Pros and Category 1s and 2s at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, cross-country racing. There's also a free kids race at 1:30 in the afternoon with a screening of Ride the Divide in the expo area. That's a film to see. And then on Sunday, the Super D racing going on. There's shuttling going on starting at 10:30 a.m. and the Super D racing starts at 12:30 a.m. Super D racing in Idlewild as well. Idlewild Cycling, that's the Spring Challenge in Idlewild. Visit idlewildcycling.com for all the details of what's going on up there at Idlewild. Again, that's May 1st and May 2nd in Idlewild, cross country and Super D racing.
Okay, so we got a chance to do some interviewing also on race day. We do this and we chat with winners and riders, and Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bike. So here's a quick interview with one of the category winners, the Masters 60 Plus winner at the Torrance Criterium. And then we've got a number of live sounds coming at you. Just sit back and enjoy the racing from the Torrance Criterium, including a good solid portion of many of the pro men's race action highlights of the Torrance Criterium. Right now, let's go to that interview with the Torrance Masters 60 Plus winner, Mike Fleming.
We're here at the Torrance Criterium today, Peninsula Cycle Club's fundraiser, and I've got a winner here. You are the winner of what category?
I am the winner of the 60-plus category.
60-plus, okay. Tell us your name for the radio.
My name is Michael Fleming. I'm from Claremont, California.
Woohoo! Good job. Now, tell us about the race. How did it unfold and everything? Pack finish or breakaway? Or I didn't see it.
The race basically was two categories, the 55-plus and the 60s. And usually in those two categories, the 55s are a little more animated, and that was the case this morning. We had a California state champion and former national champion, Cal Slezak, was in the race, and multiple national champion, Dale Ludeke.
Oh, yeah, Dale. Wow.
And we expected a lot of fun out of Dale, but actually he sort of sat in, and with about eight or nine laps to go, his teammate Cal took off with Swami's guy, Mike Burdett. Mm-hmm. And they managed to get away and left Dale solo out in the wind, and he managed to hold it for six laps. And more or less the 60s sort of raced in a group. I tried to get away with 11 laps to go. I tried again at 9 laps to go, and I just couldn't make it stick and had to come back and sit in and get ready for the sprint at, with 5 to go.
All right, so 5 to go, it was all back together. Then did you just do a field sprint?
Yeah, it was a field sprint. We actually sorted it out on the back straight. By the time we came on the straightaway, it was pretty much frozen. But that sprinter from Edge, Lauren Stevens, he made a good show of it. I finished about 3 inches in front of Dale.
Woo-hoo!
I mean, in front of Lauren.
Oh, okay.
And, and Johnny McKee was keeping us honest in third. I think we had him about 3 feet or 4 feet. So it was close. It was close.
All right. Very good job. Congratulations on your win today, Mike. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, Brad, and thanks for helping so much with the event.
All right, here we go. Featuring end of the day, the men's elite pro and category ones and twos of the Torrance Criterium. They are off for 75 minutes and at $1,200 cash purse to 12 places.
It's the breakaway closing in on the back of the peloton. Look at this. This breakaway may actually lap the peloton. Aqua AL2, Scott Hammock, Toma Hamasaki, Nicholas Brand Sorensen, and rider number 142, Nate Dibbler. Nate Dibbler, they're about to lap the field, and this group here, the chase group, still being driven again by Sergio Hernandez, is about to catch the breakaway and potentially the peloton at 55 minutes to go. Riders, this is a merchandise preem. Merchandise preem, cool and fit to leader next lap. Cool and fit to leader next lap. Merchandise preem, cool and fit to the leader of the next lap. Cool and fit to the leader of the next lap. In a tough place for him to be. 126 Jeff Prinz. In a bit of a world of hurt there, in a tough place to be, Big Orange Cycling. He didn't quite make it across to the break or the chase group at all. And it looks like he's going to be swallowed up by the peloton again. And there is the lead breakaway that was driven by Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. And who is on the front this time on this lap at 56 and a half minutes to go, 56 and a half minutes. Tomo Hamasaki and Scott Hammack, both from Aqua AL2, still driving that brake a little bit, trying to hold off this chase group. Here is the chase group, 139 in the chase group, closing fast. Daniel Ramsey setting the pace. That chase group was initiated by that rider in the third place position there, Sergio Hernandez, now MS Society. So we've got five chasing four. It could be a nine-man break forming soon if that lead group gets caught by the chase group. And the peloton is way, way back now in the men's elite pros. So let's see what's happened. Has the breakaway caught them? I believe they have. Yes, there's Nicholas Brandt Sorensen driving the front of the pack. He has ridden right through the breakaway, and it looks like he's pulled Scott Hammack. Aqua AL2 San Diego bike called Antomo Hamasaki pulled him right through, and there's the chase group. The chase group's going to lap the field as well. So there's four in the break that lap the field. And six, it looks like, in the chase group. That's 10 that are going to lap the field. This race is for 12 places. 12 places deep, $1,200 cash. So there's still going to be two riders eligible from the field. At 55 minutes to go, 54 minutes to go, the race is almost over, at least for the top 10 positions. All right, Cool and Fit. Cool and Fit, the leader's lap. Who's going to pick up the Cool and Fit? Warming sport. Spray, Cool and Fit, 139, picks it up. That is Daniel Ramsey. Daniel Ramsey. Attention riders, this is a preem lap. Cool and Fit Sport. Cool and Fit to the leader of the next lap. Cool and Fit to the leader of the next lap in the elite men's. Cool and Fit to the leader of the next lap. Okay, Cool and Fit Sport, Fluid to the leader of this lap. And who's going to pick up the Cool and Fit? He's got a little bit of a gap on the field. It's Williams, 1-4-2. That's Nate Dibbler. Nate Dibbler picks up the Cool and Fit at 16 minutes to go in the race. 11 and a half minutes to go in the pro race. And Sergio Hernandez out of the saddle. He's not going to let up. He's going to give it every last ounce of strength he's got. Put your hands together for Sergio Hernandez to see if he can hold them off at 11 minutes to go. Sergio Hernandez ready for the now MS Society team. Amgen Elite Masters now driving the front. That's trouble for Sergio. Gil Correa up front there. And a number of top riders from Amgen are in this race, including Jamie Palinetti, who lapped the field last race in the Masters 35 Plus. All right, we are down to about 10 and a half minutes to go in the Elite Men's Pro Race. 10 and a half minutes to go. And there is your aggressive rider of the day, possibly Sergio Hernandez. Giving it his all. Sergio Hernandez, the pack kind of fanning out across the course now. They're not really organized on this lap, at least. Sergio Hernandez is still keeping the pressure up. And it looked like Brandon Gritters. Was that Brandon Gritters, I think, in the front 141? William Cycling looking back saying, come on, guys, are we going to chase this guy or are we going to let him hang out there? All right, keep the course clear. Here is turn four. Coming out of turn four, Sergio Hernandez has been joined now. He's been joined. Sergio Hernandez has help now at 9.5 minutes to go. What's going to happen now is that it is 142. Nate Dibbler. Nate Dibbler from William Cycling has now jumped across to Sergio Hernandez. Sergio Hernandez getting some assistance now from Nate Dibbler. And I believe that was Ralph Rios from Herbalife Lagrange setting the chase in the peloton at 9 minutes to go. Okay, what have we got now? Guess who's in the front again? The other most aggressive rider of the day with nine laps to go. The other most aggressive rider, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen, now driving his way to the front. Nate Dibbler on his wheel. Sergio Hernandez on Dibbler's wheel at 9 laps to go. And this might come down to an entire peloton together, massive field sprint. But remember, 10 riders have lapped the field. So they'll be our top 10. The places go to 12. So there will be two riders being pulled out of the pack for the top prize purse, going down to 12 places deep at the Torrance Criterion. Okay, we got 8 to go. We got another rider now. Another rider going off the front. This is a solo rider. San Diego Bike Club, Aqua AL2, 103. 103 is Scott Hammack at 8 laps to go. Scott Hammack, I believe, is one of the riders who lapped the field as well. So we know he's got some strong legs, and he's been resting up since he lapped the field. We haven't seen much action out of him at all since he lapped the field. Scott Hammack, Aqua AL2. Seven laps to go. Scott Hammack, Aqua AL2, up the road, and he's got his mouth open, tongue hanging. 7 laps to go. Amgen, UBS, trying to reel him in. Gil Correa at 7 laps to go in the Elite Men's Pro. Ironfly, gatekeeper, number 111. Lucky number, Kevin Phillips. 6 laps to go now. 6 laps to go, and look at this. Aqua Aldui, Scott Hammack is still out there. Still out there. He's pedaling squares, though. Come on, Scott. Keep it going. 6 laps to go. 6 to go. 141. Brandon Gritters now back at the front. We've seen him there several times, helping to reel in breakaways. Brandon Gritters riding for Williams Cycling, presented by SC Velo. 6 laps to go. And there is Scott Hammack. 5 laps to go, and every time he slows down, so does the pack. How torturous. That's mean, guys. 141, Brandon Gritters still in the front. Scott Hammack, Aqua Aldui, doomed to be reeled in. But he did lap the field, so remember, he's up a lap on everybody else. He's guaranteed, I believe, 10th place at least, because 10 riders lapped the field, and he is one of the 10. Scott Hammack, Aqua Aldui. Now, let's see if one of our most aggressive riders of the day, either Sergio Hernandez or Nicholas Brandon Sorensen Brandt, emerges out of the pack at 4 laps to go in the Elite Men's Pros. Remember, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen was the one who initiated the first breakaway of the day. 1 lap into this race, he initiated the breakaway. Nicholas Brandt Sorensen, and he accumulated as many as 7 or 8 riders at one point, whittled it down to 4 laps to go, and 4 riders then did lap the field with Nicholas Brandt Sorensen, and 6 riders in the chase group being led by Sergio Hernandez, the second most aggressive rider of the day. John Walsh driving the field right there at 4 laps to go. Sergio Hernandez brought that group of 6 up to make it 10. And 10 riders lap the field. 4 laps to go, they'll have 3 when they cross the line. And now we're down to 3 laps to go as the speed starts to pick up again. It looks like San Diego Bike Club now setting up, trying to set up their teammates in the front. 107 and 102, San Diego Bike Club. 102, Tomo Hamasaki. 107, Aaron Quisnall. Aqua Aldui at 3 laps to go. All right. Now, 2 laps to go, 2 to go, and they have all brought it all back together now at 2 to go, and now it's just a matter of strategy. It's a matter of setting up your strategy. What teammate is going to reel what teammate off the front, or who is going to give the lead out at 2 laps to go in the Men's Elite Pros? Look like Brandon Gritter still in the front, Williams Cycling, and I believe he had a teammate up there as well at 2 to go. Filled all together now, 1 lap to go. 1 lap to go, Men's Elite Pros, and there's carnage. There's other riders that are hurting, it looks like. At 1 lap to go, the entire field altogether, 10 riders have lapped the pack, and on the backstretch, let's see if it strings out or if they're going to bunch up and just do a bunch sprint. I think because of the short laps, you'll see, yeah, you do see them single file. They are single file on the backstretch because of the short laps, and this race is almost over. Couple of seconds. Keep the course clear. Coming out of turn 4, keep your feet out of the gutter and extremities out from everywhere. 10 riders, remember, have lapped the field, but who is going to win the field sprint? Amgen, UBS Elite Master in the front, and he's trying to hold him off. Whoa! Throws his bike unofficially. I saw 130, Christy Markey. Amgen UBS Elite Masters. All right, let's get into our first preem, a merchandise preem, Bontrager head warmer from the Bike Palace. Bontrager head warmer and helmet liner from the Bike Palace. From Bontrager, Bontrager head warmer, merchandise preem to the leader of the next lap. In the Masters 35 plus. Okay, who's going to pick up the first preem? Merchandise preem going to 872. 872, that's a Bontrager head warmer from the Bike Palace. Picked up by 872, Eddie Gregus. Amgen UBS Elite Masters has all the power, it looks like, in Southern California. They're just launching rider after rider. Thurman Rogers, Gil Correa going up the road a little bit. And then when they get tired, they just set up and they send off Jamie Palinetti or somebody else. And then Amgen UBS Elite also got top sprinter John Walsh also in that age group as well. They're just going to be unstoppable. And as they've shown in Southern California, here they are. Supreme Lap. This is the Supreme Lap. Who's going to pick it up? Imagine. UBS Elite Masters, 850. James Palinetti picks up his second Supreme of the day. Supreme. The Supreme Lap. A Wrench Force Frame Pump from the Bike Palace. Frame Pump from Wrench Force from the Bike Palace. A Frame Pump. A Wrench Force Frame Pump to the leader of the next lap. Wrench Force Frame Pump. Merchandise Supreme to the leader of the next lap. Here's our breakaway group now. 32 minutes to go. I believe that is Pat Caro, James Palinetti, and another rider in that breakaway. 876 is Pat Caro. Yes, 868 also in that break is Tom Farley, and 850 is James Palinetti. And Thurlow Rogers says, I want a piece of this, and away he goes. Thurlow Rogers now at 31 and a half minutes to go. Amgen Elite Masters. There they are. Pat Caro in the lead, the breakaway. 876, Pat Caro, 868 also out there. Tom Farley, James Palinetti, and Thurlow Rogers bridging up solo almost. It looks like Thurlow Rogers is charging hard, but now Ironfly, Kevin Phillips, leading a small chase group of his own, saying Ironfly is going to have a part of this action too. At 30 and a half minutes to go. So Kevin Phillips trying to pull a small group of riders up to that break. Thurlow Rogers just about bridged across solo. Let's look on the back side of the course and see if we can see across the back stretch if Thurlow made it or not. Up to Pat Caro, Tom Farley, and James Palinetti. And there they are. There is Palinetti and Caro. And Thurlow Rogers has not made it across yet, but he might by the time we get to turn four. Yeah, he has. He has made it across. There he is right there. There's four of them now. Thurlow joins the break. 868, 876. And Ironfly is struggling to keep in his chase group here at 25 minutes to go. All right, attention riders. The Supreme Lap. Cool and Pit Sport to the leader of the next lap in the Masters 35 Plus. And they are coming into turn four right now for the first set of points. This is the Masters Cycle League. 2 points going to leader's lap. Who's going to pick up the points? What team is going to get it? Amgen UBS 850. Number 850 picks up the 2 point sets. Jamie Palinetti. All right, bag of pistachios. Who's going to pick up the 10-ounce bag of pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios in the Masters 35? It is 868. Picking up those pistachios for the Masters Cycle League. 868 is Tom Farley. Tom Farley from the Franco Factory team. There is the breakaway group going for a merchandise frame, a Wrench Force frame pump. We're going to lead to this lap. Wrench Force frame pump picked up by Thurlow Rogers, the Turbo, 834. Thurlow Rogers. All right, portions of today's race will be featured on Bike Sport Radio. That's internet radio. Bike racing is what you need to race bikes. And this is a preem for women's socks. Alpenstars women's cycling socks goes to number 753. That's Jean Marie Wheeler, riding for Adams Avenue Bicycles. Haircut and salon visit, about an $80 value to the leader's lap in the women's category fours, and it is Ironfly lining it up, first and second, a one-place spring going to Melanie Phillips, 755, picks up the $80 value haircut and salon visit from Cami House. Okay, we're going to see eight laps to go now, eight to go, and we're going to do another preem. This is a preem lap, a surface floor pump from the Bike Palace. Surface floor pump from the Bike Palace to the leader next lap. Surface floor pump from the Bike Palace to the leader next lap, and eight laps to go. The Supreme Lap, and eight laps to go. Surface floor pump from the Bike Palace. Okay, this is the preem, a surface floor pump from the Bike Palace. Surface floor pump from the Bike Palace is picked up by Allison, and seven laps to go. Allison Maloof off the front, seven laps to go. Now seven to go. We're going to have, once Allison Maloof crosses the line, they're going to have five laps to go. It's a very short course. This is a half-mile loop, the Torrance Criterium, and it does get windy out here, so it can be difficult riding by yourself in the wind. But Allison Maloof from Team Ranchos has shown some legs. She picked off that preem, rolling away off the front with Ironfly Renee Fenstermaker, and then dropping the breakaway compadre. And here she is now at five laps to go. Allison Maloof, Team Ranchos, She just made roll away solo. This is going to be a good day for San Diego area's Team Ranchos, Allison Maloof. Look at the gap. She's increased the gap almost a third of a lap now, a quarter of a lap on the field. Allison Maloof had five laps to go. Five to go. There is Aaron Fly, Renee Fenstermaker dropping back into the peloton at five laps to go. And Allison Maloof just rolling away at five laps to go. And there is your leader. They are going to have four laps to go. Everybody finishes on the lap of the leader. There's Allison Maloof, Team Ranchos, at four laps to go for her. She's our leader right there. Allison Maloof rolling away from the pack solo. And one of the finest ways to win a race is rolling away solo at four laps to go. Allison, and you can hear the cheers now coming from the teammates of Team Ranchos. It's going to be a good day for Team Ranchos Women's Category 4's Allison Maloof rolling away solo. In the Women's Category 4, she's got two laps to go, two to go. Look at that arrow position. She is down on her forearms on the top of her handlebars, just working it and digging deep into that headwind there on the back stretch. And there's the rest of the field starting to come through it. Two laps to go, two to go. These are chasers, actually. This is Stacy Young and Kim Kiyunki. Two laps to go. And two to go for the rest of the field. The field looking across the center, infield here, trying to see how far their gap is. And, yeah, it's far enough. You ain't going to catch her. Allison Maloof is gone. She is gone. And she's going to have one lap to go when she crosses the line here. Ain't no finest way to win this Torrance Criterium. This is like the 18th annual, I believe, Torrance Criterium for Peninsula Cycle Club. And there are the cheers now as she comes into turn four. Only one more time around this half-mile course. Put your hands together for the Category 4 leader. One lap to go. Allison Maloof, Team Ranchos, one lap to go. One to go for her. And the rest of the field coming by shortly. In the Torrance Criterium. Women's Category 4 is Torrance Criterium, and we're just looking around turn 4.
How exciting that was. Incredible excitement out there. The Women's Beginner Category at Torrance. One preem, two riders going for that preem, and one rider sitting up saying, you can have it, and the other rider, Allison Maloof, saying, I'm going to keep going. And you just the excitement just built as she continued to go solo for the entire rest of the race, and here's how it finished.
See if they pop out of here. You've got one lap to go. 7:51 right there going by. Hillary Waddell riding for Show Air. And the rest of the peloton is right there coming out of turn four. There they are. They're going to have one lap to go for the rest of the field. One to go. They are racing for second through sixth. One lap to go. One to go for the rest of the field. And where is Allison Maloof? She's actually continued to increase her gap on the field, it looks like, because she's gotten farther and farther ahead each and every lap in the Women's Category 4. And Team Rancho, there she is! Allison Maloof! She can sit up now and enjoy the ride. It is her day today. Allison Maloof with the victory! Women's Category 4, Team Ranchos. So any second now, we should see the rest of the Category 4 field coming out of turn 4. There's about eight riders or so in that main peloton. They'll be sprinting for second through sixth. We saw Stella Tong up here. This rider is 7:51 going by there. And there's the rest of the field coming by. Ironfly all over the front. Kelly Henderson out of the saddle. Kicking it, but on the outside. Now MS Society trying to throw back in the lane. And Kelly Henderson unofficially holds on for second place in the women's Category 4s at the Torrance Criterium.
All right, that was a really exciting second-place sprint in the peloton at the Torrance Criterium for the beginner women, Kelly Henderson of Ironfly. Cool racing out there. Torrance Criterium was presented by Peninsula Cycle Club. Visit peninsulacc.org for all that Peninsula Cycle Club has to offer. And we had a chance to go to Monterey. The Bike Sport Radio and Masters Cycle League was in Monterey. We've got some live action from the Monterey Circuit Race now.
Okay, the Masters Cycle League is new to Northern California. This is our first year in Northern California, showcasing the team concept. Masters Cycle League is for team competition, and it's held at a few select races throughout Northern California. This is race number 3 in the series. The prizes all go to teams only in the Masters Cycle League. and up to 6 of your riders can earn points in each race. No more than 6. You can enter as many riders as you want in the race, but only 6 can earn points. And Prolong Energy is the official energy drink of the Masters Cycle League. Feel free to fill your bottle with a sample of Prolong Energy right up here at the MCL tent. If anybody wants to try Prolong Energy, it's an all-in-one energy drink. Electrolytes, B vitamins, and recovery protein in it as well. Prolong Energy. All right, if you listen real carefully, you can hear the slight buzzing of tires as they approach. Turn number 4. I think this is turn number 4. Are there 4 turns out here? Yeah. 4 turns out here on this gorgeous circuit race course with rolling hills, absolutely no traffic at all. The entire peloton. This is a preem lap. They're going to be sprinting for a Pactimo thermal jersey. You can hear them now. Keep the course clear. Preem lap, Pactimo thermal jersey. A thermal jersey to the leader of this lap. 7:38 in the front for the thermal jersey from Pactico. That's Blake Reed leading up the field there, and he has got nobody on his wheel yet. Blake Reed, it looks like he's going to hold him off, and I don't know if he... Whoa, on the inside, I think somebody may have gone around for the thermal jersey, and this is a points lap for next lap. 2 points to the leader of the next lap. Rider on the left picked off Blake Reed, it looks like. And the first Masters Cycle League 2-point preem went to rider number 754. That is Safeway's Bicycle Plus Pure Reds, Dan Martin, extending Safeway's lead by 2 more points in the Masters Cycle League at the Central Coast Circuit Race. Okay, again, we're here with the Masters 35 Plus, category 1, 2, 3s on the final lap, 1 lap to go. Riders are a little more than halfway around the course, probably by now. There is 1 rider up the road, and that was Nick Theobald. Nick Theobald with a little gap on the field up the road. Let's see if he's going to do a whole solo lap or not. At 1 lap to go. Okay, we hear the hum of the tires and the whistling of the wind in the spokes as the peloton comes down the hill from the fortress lookout at Fort Ord. And there is our leader, Elite. It looks like he is going to do it solo off the front. Put your hands together. Art Cyclery. He's got it. Huge gap. Look at this. He's looking back going, come on, guys. Where is everybody? That is number 750, artcyclery.com. San Luis Obispo's Craig Nunes. Now, Nick Theobald was out there, too. Where's Nick Theobald?
Yeah, where's he at?
Yeah, I know.
In the Masters 35. Did he get swallowed up by the pack, possibly, in the winds, the vicious winds on the backstretch here on his 4-mile course?
All right, Nick!
There he is, hanging on. Right there. Second place, unofficially. 7:40 going by there. From Burlingame, California, Nick Theobald hangs on for a second as he approaches the finish line. And there is the rest of the pack actually breaking up a little bit. 55 and 36, that's Lance Cameron, Doug Filippone, Dick Filippone, Lance Cameron side by side, and Filippone pulls away from him for unofficially third place. And the rest of the pack there, it's broken up into small groups. 725 up the road a little bit. 725, that is Matthew Carino, and the rest of the field is bearing down on him on the outside of the Kawahoo. Watch the coves, guys, with a big pack sprint for the rest of the place. I think it's 7th. The field is going 4, I believe. 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th there as the rest of the peloton pulls through and it's fine finish in the Masters 35 category 1, 2s and 3s Central Coast Circuit Race.
All right, that was some live action from the Central Coast Circuit Race in Monterey, Masters Cycle League event. Visit masterscycleleague.com for all details on the ongoing team competition, Northern Cal and Southern Cal leagues happening now. Quick mention, another upcoming event we somewhat neglected. April 24th through the 25th, Woodward West, California hosts the Southridge USA Downhill and Four Cross Racing brought to you by Southridge USA. That's in the Tehachapi area, Central Cal, east. I believe that's east of Bakersfield out there. Again, downhill and four-cross racing at the California Gold State, presented by Kenda Tires, southridgeusa.com for details on that. Downhill and four-cross racing, cool event coming up. And big thanks to everybody for listening today at Bike Sport Radio. And remember, when you're out there, you drive your bike just like you would a car. Motorists, give us a break. Drive your bike, ride safe, and we'll see you next time at Bike Sport Radio.